The high will be 19 right now, 9 degrees.
Move 103.5 is what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
The BC election campaign is about to reach a critical juncture this week with the three main party leaders set to go toe-to-toe in a debate this Tuesday. Supporters of the leaders, New Democrat David Eby, BC Conservative John Rustad, and Sonia Firstuno of the Greens, see the debate as an opportunity for their candidate to get messages to voters under the glare of TV lights. The campaign up to now has seen Eby and Rustad trading insults about supporting conspiracy theories and weak leadership. Meanwhile, images from social media show acts of vandalism at Vancouver billionaire Chip Wilson's property yesterday and the sign he posted calling the NDP communist. Israelis are holding somber ceremonies today to mark a year since the deadliest attack in the country's history, the Hamas-led raid that killed 1,200 people and took 250 others hostage, shattered Israel's sense of security and ignited wars on two fronts with no end in sight. Hamas marked the anniversary of its October 7th attack by firing a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv. And back at home, happier news. The Canucks opened their season Wednesday against Calgary, and they've released a hype video. Here's Brock Besser and JT Miller.
We were sick and tired of losing. We kept talking about we wanted to raise our standard, and just right from the get-go, we kind of had that mindset.
That's going to be a part of it. It's like, I don't want our team and our city to be satisfied that we almost won the second round. That's just what it's going to be. We have to keep raising our standard.
CHQM Vancouver.
Move 103.5.
An iHeartRadio station. Dream big.
Dream big.
New keyword.
Those guys have big dreams for the year. We have big dreams for them for the year. And we want you to dream big, too. Maybe win as much as $20,000 in our Dream Big contest. Just enter the keywords on our website.
All right, so this hour's keyword is puppy. Enter the word puppy on our website.
Who's a cute little puppy?
Oh, I don't know why I made that noise. I just want to take it back.
No.
Puppy at move1035.ca.
Here's Kane Brown and Marshmallow on Move.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no breaks, I'll tell. No gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you. The night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going. Oh, we're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
The Nat and Drew Show. Real friends, real fun. Move Radio.
Yo!
on Move 103.5.
How young is too young to travel without, quote-unquote, adult or parental supervision? There's a story that's been making news this week. Maybe you've seen it. It's a British television host. Her name is Kirsty Alsop. She just posted on her social accounts recently that her little boy had returned from 3 weeks of traveling across Europe on train with his friend. Her little boy is still pretty little to be traveling the world. 15 years old is her son, Oscar, and he went traveling with a 16-year-old friend, hitting up cities like Amsterdam and Brussels, Berlin, Barcelona, Madrid, Paris, etc., etc., etc. And people are like, whoa! Free-range parenting is one thing, to go to the park by themselves.
To the park. You can go to the park. You're like, yeah. But I want to go to Paris.
I want to be able to see that park from my house. But the idea of going from country to country to country makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That a lot of people, most parents, I would say, are not comfortable with that arrangement.
Though, you know, that being said, we are getting a lot of messages from people this morning that it's not overwhelmingly like, oh my God, that's horrific, by any means. Like, we got a message here from somebody, you didn't leave your name, but you said that you did a road trip with friends from the UK through Europe, Turkey, Egypt, North Africa, and then back via Spain at the age of 16. And that's driving as opposed to being on a train, which I think is just safer, right?
Safer.
You say that parenting is different there. It's not unusual for 8 or 9 year olds to travel as unaccompanied minors to boarding school.
604-280-1035. Martina, tell us about your cousin.
So at the age of late 14, he did buy a ticket to Dubai. And then he went to Dubai by himself for 10 days. That seemed to work out for him. So a couple months later, he bought a ticket to Singapore. He came home just fine. The next year, he went to China and Russia, and then when he, I guess, went to Baghdad, and my aunt or his mom found out, I guess, by his Instagram post, and she realized, oh, he's in Iraq without her permission. So that's when she, I guess, texted him to say, you're in Baghdad. I did not know about Baghdad. You need to come home now.
Okay, wait a minute.
He's been traveling still since, yeah.
He was 14 at the time, and he was just buying plane tickets.
Yeah.
And, like, he's a minor. Like, he wasn't asking his mom, can I do this?
Apparently, he just said, hey, mom, I kind of bought a ticket to Dubai, yeah.
Sounds like somebody had access to mom or dad's credit card.
yeah, exactly, yeah. And even he just got back from China again, and he loves Singapore. Again, it's not for everyone, not for me either.
But your cousin.
He's done it well. Martina, thanks so much for listening this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I love you. My favorite radio show.
Hey,
thank you,
Martina.
Okay, bye.
You're very sweet. Thank you, Martina. 604-280-1035. I'm just trying to imagine how that conversation would have gone with my mom if I had said, Mom, I just happened to buy a ticket to Dubai.
It's non-refundable, so I got to go.
Just trying to imagine how that might have gone from there. I think a little differently than it did for Martina's cousin.
We got somebody wants to know how this kid is traveling to all these places.
Yeah, no. Like,
on his mom's credit card.
Clearly.
And that either she needs to, like, figure out how he has access to the credit card or, you know, like, put a limit on it.
Real friends.
Real fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Like a really, 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 really low limit.
Sorry. Yeah, and when I said limit, I meant, like, no.
Like $1.
Guess what? No.
We've got a slightly bigger budget for you than $1. We have another $1,000 phone call to make in our Dream Big contest coming up before 6:30.
Hey there, it's Nat and Drew. With your help, we can make a difference for families facing hunger this Thanksgiving.
Can we ever? Nat and Drew's Thanks for Giving is back.
Thursday from 5:30 to 10 a.m. at Guilford Town Center, we'll be collecting cash and non-perishables for the Surrey Food Bank.
Join in and help us put the giving in Thanksgiving.
Nat and Drew's Thanks for Giving, supported by California Closets. Details at move1035.ca.
Okay, let's look at today's to-do list. Finish my homework. Done. Practice the violin. Done. Study for my history exam. Done. Imagine failing my history exam. Done. Worry about my future. Done. Tell myself over and over that I'm not good enough. Done. Disappoint.
When anxiety takes over, it's time to act. To overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mentalhealth or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Have you ever asked how much will retirement cost or how will I pay for it? The Fisher Investments Guide to Retirement Income will help answer those questions. Now available online in audio format, learn ways to position your portfolio for retirement using key investing strategies like asset allocation or strategically selling stocks. We'll share ways to generate income for a comfortable retirement. For investors with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, go to FisherRadioGuide.com to download and listen today. That's FisherRadioGuide.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Mondays on CTV are a must-see. With Rob Lowe and 911 Lone Star, the hot new drama that's making waves, Rescue High Surf, and the suspects making trouble on the Traitors Canada. Get into must-see Mondays. All starts at 8, 7 Central on CTV.
Time now for a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
Joining us today is Ramon Salinas, Regional Director for Chambers Plan Employee Benefits. Ramon, healthy employees are key to the success of any business. How can a benefit plan help?
An employee benefit plan is a great way to attract and retain good employees, and it also provides employees with access to often much needed health and dental benefits that can keep your employees productive and healthy at work.
Seems pretty important, but what if your business is pretty small, say under a dozen people? Is there a minimum size?
There is no minimum size. Chambers Plan will cover anywhere from a one-person home-based proprietor right up to companies with 50 or more employees.
Thanks for the info, Ramon. If you want to learn more about this or other Chambers Plan features, visit chamberplan.ca. That's chamberplan.ca.
This was a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
It's more than just health and dental. Think of it as a complete toolkit for your business. It's the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, where add-ons like legal advice, accounting tips, HR expertise, and more are all included in your plan. Plus, you're pooled with thousands of other Canadian businesses, so rates remain stable no matter what. Chambers Plan, more than just employee benefits. It's a full-on business toolkit. Get started at chamberplan.ca.
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
We love what you're doing.
Fall is in the air, and so are falling prices at Cloverdale Paint. It's time to get those interior painting projects out of the way and take advantage of big savings, up to 40% off select interior paints. BCAA members save even more. But hurry, Cloverdale Paint's Fall is in the Air sales event ends today. See in store for details or visit CloverdalePaint.com.
We love what you're doing, Cloverdale Paint.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Firefighter Finn McHose, that's a nickname, right? Needed help contending with a blaze of debt. He called Alpine Credits and a superhero was sent his way. Summoning water, she extinguished the fire and consolidated his debt into one low monthly payment. His floors may be wet, but his debt is under control. Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's brought to you by Lotto Max. Your sky-high dreams could come true with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $55 million plus an estimated 4 max millions. Dream to the max of Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. Well, we've had a pretty good start to this morning, that's for sure. Things looking good right now over the Alex Fraser. Things moving well over the Port Mann Bridge and as well over the North Shore bridges. We do have some volume starting to build on all those bridges, but no stalls or accidents. Alex Fraser probably the heaviest northbound from 64. Welcome to the new season with the Specsavers Fall Sale. Drop by to get two pairs of complete glasses for only $99. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca. Weather for Choices Markets. You have choices to save on groceries this week, like their organic coffee from the Choices Deli for only $1. Discover more online at choices.market. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. The high will be 19 right now. It's 9 degrees.
Thanks, Aaron. Coming up, another $1,000 phone call as our Dream Big Contest continues.
And keep in mind, we have a $20,000 grand prize draw to do later this morning as well. Be entering those keywords. Right now, it's fun. This is Some Nights on Move.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see your dust. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Stops my bones from wondering just why am, oh, who am I?
Well, some nights I wish that things would end, 'cause I could use some friends for a change. And some nights I'm scared you'll forget me again, but some nights I always win.
Wash my hands of that for this. I miss my mom and dad for this. No. When I see stars, when I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs,
they sound like the swan song. Come on. The calm she call off, and then I look into my nephew's eyes. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible night.
Monday, so we have another grand prize, weekly grand prize draw for $20,000 coming up on the show later this morning. Let's set the table, though, and do our daily bonus draw of $1,000 right now. And our bonus winner today, Laura O'Reilly, that's you.
What? Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That's amazing.
Laura, what do you think you might do with your $1,000?
Oh my gosh, I'm definitely going to put it in my travel fund.
Sounds like you've got a plan. Where are you saving up to go to?
I want to go to the Philippines.
Well, that sounds like an amazing trip. And here's the deal, Laura. You're still in the draw for the $20,000 grand prize. So, you know, maybe we can cover the whole trip for you.
That would be amazing.
Fingers crossed, Laura. Good luck. We're going to do that $20,000 draw later this morning. Still time for you to get in on this. You need to be entering the keywords, though, on our website.
This hour's keyword is puppy, as in a baby dog, a puppy. Somebody thought I said puffy earlier. It's puppy. No. Puppy. So enter that at move1035.ca.
Next keyword is coming up at 8 o'clock this morning as Dream Big continues on Move 1035. Baby, you're all that I want. When you're lying here in my eyes, I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
Show today's best variety. Move 1035.
It's a human sign. just passing through.
Move 103.5. Good morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. You know, sometimes when you're with a certain group of friends that sometimes you do stuff that you normally wouldn't do when you're on your own. Well, that sort of happened on Friday night because this is something that I don't think I ever really had any interest in doing. And, but just found myself strapped in to the elevator. The elevator at the PNE with Aaron. And Drew, just looking off to the side, would not join us whatsoever. But it was a weird adrenaline thing, I think. And then it was not something that I necessarily wanted to repeat either. I'm not really sure. Is this the audio from us being on the getting strapped in?
Are you falling in from the houses?
And there they go, high up into the sky.
There's a thing that we were the only ones, because it was a media sneak peek at Fright Night. So it was just before the doors actually opened. So it was a chance to get on the rides and there was no line. But the elevator was just there and there was no line whatsoever. And we're like, what sounds like Halloween? Elevator. Uh-huh. And but we were the only two on it.
Yeah.
Which then, and we were sitting beside each other, Aaron and I. And then we're like, is there a weight balance thing? Like, should we, as we're the only two, should we be on opposite sides? But what I found interesting is that we were both very scared and then also laughing. And I looked up, why do people do this? Why do we, when you go on a ride, like, why do you laugh? Like, because that is a very common response,
sure.
Right? Like, it's the, do you do that?
It's a coping mechanism. Look, I'm never on a ride like the elevator. That is not my jam.
Normally, neither am I.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys know how many times I've been to the PNE in Playland. I've never been on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was happening there. Why did we do that?
I can do ghosts. I can do gore. I can do monsters. I can do all kinds of scary things. I cannot do like extreme thrill rides.
Mm.
I can't. I really have a problem with roller coasters. I like the old wooden roller coaster at Playland. I can do that one. The upside down loop de loops and all that. Never. And the elevator where you're shooting up, God knows how high up in the sky.
It was a million feet.
It really was.
No, I can't. Yeah. I can't do it. So I mean, full credit to the two of you, but I very happily stood on the sidelines on that.
Well, we were laughing the entire time, but then saying we're going to die and laughing the entire time. And so I looked it up about why people laugh, and scientists actually don't know why we laugh. There's a couple of theories in like these really sort of inappropriate or somewhat scary situations, but they haven't really been able to totally pinpoint it. But one of the theories is that laughter is very social. So when we laugh, we're conveying a message to the people around us, like everything's great.
Okay.
And then fearful laughter represents a denial of fear. Like it's this idea of like, nothing really bad is actually really going to happen. Like, you know, like it's that, oh my God, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
We've got a video recapping it on our Instagram. You can check it out there on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram. There was this bit with Aaron, like you could tell Aaron, you Nat seemed comfortable for the most part.
Mm.
Like you didn't seem totally freaked out. Aaron did seem freaked out as she was getting strapped in. And there's one point where she starts fiddling around with the buckle because she wants to, quote, make sure she's in tight. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you don't know what you're doing. You are not the expert as to whether or not you are buckled in. Stop messing around with the buckle seconds before this thing is supposed to shoot off.
Don't you have that urge, though, sort of always to like rattle the bar?
You
or
can,
the cage
I think
or...
you can rattle, you can just make sure, but you were literally playing with the buckle.
Okay, fair enough. I just, I was scared. I was worried also that I was too bodacious for the seat, but that wasn't a problem, actually. They just slapped me in there.
That's a pretty cool experience, though. Even though it's not my thing, to be the only two people on the elevator, that is a very, very rare opportunity. So, I mean, good for you guys.
It's like we were on our honeymoon. We were going to go down together.
What a thrill ride your honeymoon was.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Matt and Drew Show.
Fright Nights is on through October at PNE Playland. Super, super fun. Watch for more video and stuff coming soon to our socials on that.
Coming up, we've got the $1,000 Minute, two plays, of course, 7:35 and 9:35. For the 7:35 play, we will give you the answer to question one just after the news at 7.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance the 2024 Sentra from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with a Nissan Sentra, featuring a beautifully redesigned front grille and sporty design. And the available Around View monitor will give you a 360 view of what's around you and maybe what having superpowers feels like.
Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca or your BC Nissan dealers for details.
Advance voting starts this week for the provincial general election.
I voted in advance in the last election, and it was a breeze.
Advance voting places will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., October 10th to 13th, and October 15th and 16th. Look for your Where to Vote card in the mail, which shows your advance voting places and when they are open.
I like saving time, so I always vote in advance.
Visit elections.bc.ca for all the information you need to vote in the provincial general election.
Monopoly Double Play is back at McDonald's, and it's easy to get into the win. First, you peel on pack.
This is me winning a Universal theme park vacation.
Then, again in app.
And me in a new Chevrolet Equinox RS.
There are millions of prizes, including a chance to win cash every minute in the app.
Cash doesn't make any noise, but it's awesome.
Get into the game with Monopoly Double Play at McDonald's.
While supplies last, 1 in 5 chances to win game keys prizes at outset. Chances to win double play prizes based on time of code entry and draw prizes based on number of entries in each draw. See rules in app.
At Real Canadian Superstore, find more ways to save than any other major grocer. Thanksgiving's creeping up, so pick up sweet potatoes at only 74 cents a pound before the offer ends October 9th. Plus, don't forget to grab a delicious utility-grade turkey. See flyer for details. Gobble, gobble.
I didn't always get what I needed at school. As a student with an intellectual disability, there were fewer classes for me to attend, less field trips, and more obstacles. But when I got the right supports at school, everything changed. More learning in class then means more earning in my career now. With the right support, students with intellectual disabilities have the freedom to learn, live, thrive, and work. Take action today at inclusionbc.org. A message from the broadcasters of BC.
Rona is celebrating 85 years of turning your projects into reality. Join Move 1035 this Saturday from 9 to 1 at Rona Plus Grandview, 2727 East 12th Avenue in Vancouver.
Ready to build some money muscle?
At Coast Capital, we're finding ways to help you get paid more.
Our new Elevate checking account has the banking features you want.
Plus, comes with free access to Coursera's online training that could help advance your career.
That's Ash studying negotiation, and Cody's learning the latest in AI.
The potential outcome? More income!
Switch to Elevate checking today.
Plus, for a limited time, new Coast Capital members can get up to $600. Conditions and limitations apply.
Come on, team, let's feel the earn!
Mondays on CTV are a must-see. With Rob Lowe and 911 Lone Star, the hot new drama that's making waves, Rescue High Cert, and the suspects making trouble on the Traitors Canada. Get into must-see Mondays. All starts at 8 on CTV.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for Specsavers. Welcome in the new season with the Specsavers Fall Sale. Drop by to get two pairs of complete glasses for only $99. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca. We've got a pretty good looking morning shaping up here. Plenty of volume on the Alex Fraser northbound slow from 64th. Portman westbound slow from the east end and stays slow through Coquitlam and the Burnaby Lake stretch. And the Patello's busy northbound from 128th. No stalls or accidents right now. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead. The high will be all the way up to 19 right now, 9 degrees.
Reminding me how good it was. but you're still gone, and I'm still lonely.
He keeps reminding me how good it was
when we were crazy. The wine. I forgot you left behind.
Sean Hook, Vanessa Hudgens on Move 103.5. Good morning, it's the Nat and Drew Show. Hope you had a good weekend. Are you feeling more and more sober curious these days? Because a lot of young Canadians are. Don't know about you, but the trend towards drinking less or just not drinking at all continues. According to StatsCan's community health survey, 67% of those between the ages of 18 and 22 had gone the past week without a drink. That compares to 54% of Canadians overall. So a greater percentage of younger people have gone without a drink than older people.
Mm-hmm.
We have been hearing a lot about this trend towards less drinking for young people. Just curious what you've seen in your lives with the young people that you know.
You know, my
that would fit that age demo anyway.
Yeah. So like my nieces, I've only got one niece of age, the rest are too young, and then my nephews, I have two that I think like in my life that are, you know, 20 and 22 that just don't drink at all, just never have, which was definitely not my wheelhouse. Like I couldn't wait to become legal. And before being legal, I might have had a piece of ID that said I was a little older than I was. But like my nephews, no. And like I've got a couple that are in their mid 20s that like when they go out, they might have a few drinks or whatever, but it's just not, it's definitely not a thing.
Yeah, I have a 21-year-old niece who I don't think drinks at all.
Yeah.
Like maybe a little wine on special occasions or something like that, or the very occasional other, but it's just, it's not her thing. It's not her thing at all. It's just interesting the way this trend is unfolding. What do you see, Aaron?
Well, I have a 21-year-old Ainsley and then an 18-year-old Charlotte. So Charlotte should not be drinking. But I think she is. And I think she actually might be drinking more than Ainsley.
Okay.
It's that time of the year or that time of her life, right? When she's exploring it.
First year university
that's
student.
It. Yeah. But I will say with Ainsley, it's funny. Her roommate, she lives with five girls and they have like a neon sign that says like the bar is open and there's like a bar cart. But they don't drink the way I drink for sure. They like to mix a cocktail, like before they go out, something special. But they just, you know, that would be like, they wouldn't do it blotto. Like I would, you know, I would buy a bottle of tequila and shoot it. And they're like making beautiful cocktails and
espresso
martinis. Keith Richards. No, I'm serious though. I'm serious.
But I can relate to what Aaron's talking about. Like when you talk about mixing cocktails at the age of 20.
Thank you.
Like it was swamp water.
Yeah.
Like it was. Just it was not like fancy proper cocktails for me when I was 19, 20 years old.
Yeah.
No.
But I think that slows them down. Do you know what I mean? It's more the sort of the fun of making them, getting together. Do you know what? They're not, it's a different kind of like, you're not maybe just drinking to get drunk. Like maybe you're drinking to have some fun. It's a social thing, food. Yeah. It's a very different thing. So I know those numbers are true. Mm-hmm. I know those numbers are true. Those kids are not drinking the way I did.
No, I mean, I think some of that maybe the cocktail stuff is maybe because of social media, the idea that like, you know, like we weren't looking to like make our food and our drink look aesthetically pleasing.
Fair enough.
To, you know, put it to show it some, to, you
good
know.
Observation.
So maybe that's a little bit, you know, but I also just think that the information about alcohol has changed. Like it wasn't that long ago that we all thought that like we're drinking and it's like really good for our hearts.
Yeah, like a glass of red wine a day.
And now they're telling us it's like basically if you were to have a glass of paint thinner. Like it's not a good idea. And now that if you drink more than two drinks a week, it's like really bad for you and you increase your risk of all these different things. And let me tell you, that's very depressing because I really like wine.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
653. Hang tight. We'll give you the answer to question one in this morning's $1,000 minute right after the news at 7 o'clock.
From turkey dinner with all the trimmings to pumpkin pie, Everything Wine has your Thanksgiving pairings covered. Like to Cornell Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon for just $9.99. Save $5 on Oyster Bay Pinot Noir, now $18.99. And for even more great discounts, check out their flash sale starting Wednesday. Come explore all the Thanksgiving savings this week at Everything Wine, the Lower Mainland's best place to shop and save on wine, beer, and spirits. Shop in store or online. Start at everythingwine.ca.
Everyone loves an easy call, like turning off the lights when you leave a room, or avoiding fairy lines on a long weekend, or a daily rip up the grind. Wait, that's not an easy call. But banking with VanCity is. They give a share of profits back to their members and community and take care of your financial needs, like offering no monthly fee bank accounts. Join over 500,000 members at VanCity and be a financial force for change. It's an easy call. Account fee terms and conditions apply.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper, but never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
In 3.2 kilometers, there will be a Shell station on your right where BMO customers can get Canada's best fuel discount. Save up to, recalculating, 7 cents per liter on Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuel and 2 cents per liter on all other fuel.
Use your BMO credit card at any Shell station and get up to 7 cents off your fuel purchase. Plus, get an additional 3 cents off per liter with a BCAA membership for up to 10 cents off per liter. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BMO.com/Shell to learn more.
You have arrived at your savings.
This fall, plan a relaxing getaway to coastal destinations like Victoria, Tofino, or Parksville and get a free room upgrade with BC Ferries Vacations. Hotel and ferry packages start from $274 per person. Book today at bcferries.com/vacations.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star tonight at 8 on CTV.
Take back your free time with PC Express Online grocery delivery and pickup. Get in-store promos, PC Optimum points, and more free time. And still get groceries. Shop now at PCExpress.ca.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. We're getting heat in December when you found me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious.
I'm a sucker for you.
For you,
yeah.
Don't complicate it,
yeah.
'Cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me.
Yeah.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain.
Sucker for you.
Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly.
for you.
Davis with Move 103.5 traffic. No stalls or accidents so far this Monday morning. Busy on the Ironworkers northbound, Portman westbound, Alex Fraser northbound slow from 64th. When it's time to renew your car insurance, choose your local insurance expert, BCAA, for trusted advice. Just go to bcaa.com to renew online. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. It's going to be a beautiful dry day. The high 19 in October. Right now it's 9 degrees.
Move 1035, so what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
A man parked a minivan in front of Vancouver City Hall last night and set it on fire. Firefighters extinguished the blaze, but they say the whole thing could have been a lot worse. There was about 100 liters of unburned gasoline in canisters inside the van. Vancouver Police Department spokesman Sergeant Steve Addison says police blocked off West 12th in front of City Hall as a result, adding nobody was hurt in the fire and the alleged arsonist was arrested. Police in Canada's largest city stepping up protections around Jewish and Muslim places of worship and at events being held to commemorate the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Ceremonies, events, and protests are being held across the country as Israel's deadly offensive in Gaza shows no sign of slowing 1 year on. Vancouver police say planned and unplanned protests across the city are posing a significant risk of disorder, and officers trained specifically for large-scale events have been deployed. LeBron James and his son Bronny made NBA history when they played together for the first time last night during the Lakers preseason game against the Suns. LeBron and Bronny are the first father and son to play in any NBA game at the same time, let alone on the same team. The James family's remarkable moment happened on Bronny's 20th birthday, and the Suns won, unfortunately, 118-114. Canucks open their season Wednesday against Calgary.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute on the way, 735. We always give you the answer to question one here. Help you out in the game. This morning's answer is noodles. Noodles. Good luck.
A lot of food talk recently. Noodles here this morning being the answer to the $1,000 minute. All the talk about Vancouver's best restaurants in recent days.